From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day is an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
Welcome back to The Secret Life of Motherhood. I am Christine.
I'm Anne.
And this is where we spill the secrets. We don't whisper. We shout all our secrets from the mountaintops. And today's episode is all about firsts, but unhinged firsts.
That's what we do here, okay?
Yeah, so the first that you don't really expect, that you don't think about. So, yeah, there's the first steps that they take, the first food that they eat. That's actually the only one I remember of the normal firsts, is the first thing my first child ate. I don't remember the first steps. I don't remember the first time she said mama. Like, I just don't.
I don't remember the first mama either. I remember the first food because he choked on it and I had to literally like pull him out of the the bumbo seat and be like,
what did he eat?
Apparently I wasn't supposed to give him that.
What was it?
No, wait, he didn't choke on his first food. First food was butternut, but then he choked on green beans, which I mashed and pureed and stuff, but apparently I wasn't supposed to give
him that. Okay, so you remember the first time your child choked?
Yes. I remember vaguely the first steps.
Okay.
Vaguely, which is sad. I do remember the first time he slept through. That was phenomenal. I do remember that.
How old was he?
Look, it was a fluke. It was a once-off. 3 months.
Okay.
I don't know why he slept through that night, but he did. And then it went on for a little bit longer, and then he started sleeping through again.
Yeah. He just did it to give you hope. I think a lot of things happen when they're babies to give you hope, just so you don't run away.
Yeah, like
everything is really hard, and then one day this wonderful thing happens. I remember the first time that my first child slept for more than half an hour. She was a power napper. She was an absolute power napper. Usually slept for like 15 minutes up until she was about a year old. And the first time she slept for longer than that was like she slept 2 hours, like a 2 hour nap. And I still have a picture of it. If you want to go stalk me on Facebook, you'll probably see it. But I have a picture where right after she woke up, it was such a perfect moment where she was sitting like this. And I took a picture. I was like, and the caption was, first time
I know I that photo.
Yes, that comes up every year. And I'm like, ah, oh, that's such a good memory. Aww. I had so much hope for the future.
You remember, like, the baby. It ties back to that nobody warned us about.
Yes.
Okay. Because people warn you about the baby stuff, and you remember the baby stuff, and I think I
like disassociated.
But you tend to think of firsts like only babies have firsts.
Yes.
And then you get to your kid being 9, and he want something that you have explicitly said no to over and over again.
So this really happened?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You've had a family discussion about this, of like, this is the way it's going to be. And then they try their luck on it one more time. And you go, I said no.
So what did he do?
And he walked off to his bedroom, stormed off, slammed the door. And he sat there, and I sat on the couch, and I was like, the piece is kind of nice.
You go slamming that door, my friend. I don't care.
And then I went all gushy or squishy, and I was like, oh, they grow up so fast. They're slamming doors now. So you get firsts as they get older. You've had a first, like, heartbreak experience that I've not, I'm not there yet. I think boys get there a little later.
Yeah. So, I mean, I absolutely was not ready for it. I noticed that my daughter was speaking a lot about a boy that she was sitting next to in class. And look, I kind of think that this was also a situation of everyone around her was starting to talk about boys and, you know, this one likes that one. And then this, because she'd mentioned it. And then this started coming up.
Like when?
Nine.
Oof, okay.
And she kept talking about this boy and how they're really good friends. And then one day, because at one point I said to her, do you like him? She's like, yeah, he's a very good friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sat for a while and she's like, Mama, actually, I really like him. Like, I like him. And my heart stopped for a second because I knew what was coming. I knew. And yeah, then she got moved away from him because the teacher obviously also was all like, hey, khati, you had to aniso. And yeah, she was very sad when on Valentine's Day he didn't give her a gift. She was very, very sad. So that was the first time. And I just, you know, it was this little glimpse of what is coming when she's older. Like now when she's nine, I am still enough to say, oh, it's okay and this and that and she's okay. But when she's 16, I can't do shit about it. Like she's going to say, you don't understand. You don't know how I feel. Blah, 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 blah. And
oh, I do know how you feel.
And I won't be able to make it go away. It's not going to be enough for me to say, I love you. You're enough. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Here's a hug. It's not going to solve it. So that was my first heartbreak. When they were smaller, remember the first time that I realized this journey is not going to be what I thought it was going to be.
Moonshine and roses.
This is not going to be an adventure. It is an adventure, okay? But it's the kind of adventure where it's perilous.
Where you walk through Jurassic Park.
And you had a destination in mind and there's a storm and you get like, you get, you know, taken off course. And and it was actually when she was about a week old. It wasn't even very long into it. I mean, I've had those realizations throughout, but the first time, I remember sitting on the couch and she had just gone to sleep finally.
Mm.
And I was crying and I still feel what I felt. And I said to my husband, this is not what I signed up for. And I remember that so vividly because it's the first time I realized, I am never going to be alone again. This responsibility is mine forever.
Forever. It doesn't stop when they're 18.
It doesn't stop. Like
your involvement does become a little less. Yeah. But
do you remember that first time where it was like literally you realized this is permanent. Like I can't just put it away and come back later. I can't be like, well, I'm tired of this game now. Let's go. You can't. And I feel it.
Do you know what I did? The moment I realized that.
No.
I kicked in a door.
You are unhinged.
And the hole in the door is still there.
So your little reminder.
It's a daily reminder of you're stuck.
This is it, bro.
Part 2 of this episode can be found on nova.com.na, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.